现在讲到宣道。
Today we would come to speak on a mission.
当我一提到宣道这个字的时候。
Whenever I mention this word mission.
那么我相信在我们的脑子里头立刻就会联想到要到遥远的地方去。
Perhaps immediately we would associate the idea of going to a faraway country.
特别是到那些穷乡僻壤很少人去的地方。
Especially to the place that are very rare, visited by others, or perhaps underdeveloped.
在那个地方，文明也是落后的。
Where civilization seems so far behind.
那么要到那个地方去传福音。
And it's to bring the gospel to such areas.
到那种地方去做一个福音开荒的工作。
Or to start a work of the gospel in those places.
其实，在圣经里头啊。并没有宣道这个字。
Actually, in the Bible, you will not find the word mission.
你没有办法能够从圣经里的找到宣道或者 mission 这个字。
No matter how hard you look, you probably will not find this word mission.
这是只是后来的人用这个字来表达这个神的儿女受差遣。
This is the word that used by men in order to indicate.The children of God being sent by God.
这个宣道这个字，这个英文这个是 mission， 就是受差遣的意思。
So mission in itself means being sent.
特别是指说受差遣出去传福音。
Especially meaning being sent to preach the gospel.
但是这个字，并不包含着空间或者距离的意思在里头。
But the word itself has no indication of space or distance.
换句话说，我们不一定要到远的地方，要到一个穷乡僻壤去，在不同的民族当中传福音才是宣道。
In other words, to have a mission does not necessarily mean we have to go to a far away and underdeveloped country.
所以美兰浸信会啊，他们一个宣道的部门。
So one of the departments, or missionary department of Southern Baptists.
他们分成两个部门。
They will have this department into departing in two groups.
一个叫做国外的宣道部。
They designate one as a foreign mission.
Foreign mission board.
Foreign mission board.
另外一个叫做国内宣道部。
And another one is a mission board, home mission.
Home mission board.
Home mission board.
所以美兰浸信会他们懂得宣道的意思是什么。
So I think in the Southern Baptists, they truly understand the meaning of mission.
那么为什么我们对于宣道有这一个不太正确的一个观念？
Why is it that we don't seem to understand this correctly?
就是我们对于宣道这个字好像只看到它的一面。
And that is, we only look at mission in one aspect.
以为宣道就是到远方去做开荒的工作。
Thinking that it means only to go to a faraway country to share the gospel.
我想有几个原因。
I think that perhaps there are several reasons for this.
我们平常常常听到的一些宣道的人，都是属于到远方去传福音的这一类的人。
I think one of the reasons is most of the time we heard of missionaries, and they are those who go to a faraway country to share the gospel.
那么最显明的例子就是在。《使徒行传》里头讲到保罗。
I think most evident of all examples would be the Apostle Paul, recorded in the Acts.
特别保罗说，他不要在人已经建立的根基上来建造。
Especially Paul claimed that he was not going to build upon a foundation where some other has already built.
所以主给他特别的一个托付，就是差遣他到人福音没有传到的地方，让他去开始传福音。
So God has given him a special burden to where places.Where gospel has never been preached, and he was going to preach the gospel.
像这个 William Carey,
one of the missionaries by the name William Carey.
他是一个英国人。
He was a British.
他到印度去传道。
He went to India to share the gospel.
他在印度住了四十年。
In India, he spent 40 years there.
他把所有的生命都奉献在印度的地方，在传福音。
He devoted his entire life to India to share the gospel.
我们也听到 David Livingstone.
Likewise, we have heard of David Livingstone.
他是一个苏格兰人。
He was from Scotland.
他一生都送在这个非洲的大陆。
And he spent all his life in the African interior.
他的脚迹几乎走遍了整个的非洲。
Practically, he walked through the entire continent.
他只要是有人的地方，这个不管多困难，他都要去。
Wherever there was man, and he would go.
他到了年老有病，人家要他回到苏格兰去，他不要回去。
At an old age, while he was sick, and he refused to go back to return to Scotland.
他说这里就是我的家。
He said, "Here is my country, my home."
他后来他死在非洲。
And so he died in Africa.
那么我们也听说啊，这个啊 ，Adoniram 这个 Jackson。
We also heard of Adoniram Jackson.
那么他是从美国到缅甸去宣道的。
He went from the United States to Burma.
他也可以说把他的一生都奉献在对印度人传福音、翻译印度的圣经。
Likewise, he spent his entire life there, preaching the gospel and translating the Bible.
当然，我们更听是说戴德森的事情。
Of course, we must always also have heard of Hudson Taylor.
他也是个英国人。
He's also British.
他从小就这个有心要到中国去传福音。
As a young man, he had a desire and a heart to share the gospel to Chinese people.
那最后，他可以说把他这个90%的这个生命都送在这个都花在中国。
We might say 90% of his years of his life was spent in China.
其他的一段的时间就是花在从英国到中国的这个来来往往的这个事情上。
The rest of 10% probably he spent on the journey going back and forth.
因此上，凡我们所听到的这些宣道的人，都是到远方去，到异地去，在传福音。
So most of these examples that we have heard are those who go to a faraway country to share God's love.
很自然的，我们就会把宣道的事情跟到远方去传福音连在一起。
So very naturally for us to connect mission to the understanding of preaching the gospel to a faraway country.
我觉得第二个原因就是在教会里头也常常特别指这一种人是宣道士。
Perhaps another reason is that the church will always designate this type of people as missionaries.
我们教会里头就支持许多位啊这个宣道的弟兄姊妹们。
And our church supported several of these missionaries.
那么我们常常称这些人为宣道士。
These brothers and sisters, we normally call them missionaries.
因此上，我们讲到宣道的事情，也就想起这些在远方传福音的人。
And so whenever we think of the word mission then, we naturally think of them, those who are far away.
那么还有一个很重要的一个原因。
I think there is another very important reason.
因为我们常常读到或者是谈到那些传奇性的、充满了神迹奇事的那些宣道的事情。
Because many a time we have read those wonderful missionary stories full of miracles and wonderful things.
我记得在每年的暑期圣经班，那个最叫座的一段时间就是宣道士的故事。
I know every year when we have the vacation Bible school, the most popular time is the time for missionary stories.
今天没有时间，有时间请曾弟兄上来表演一下。
Today we do not have time, otherwise we'll ask our brother Reggie to give us some missionary stories.
他这个讲故事有声有色。
He is so great, you know, in telling stories.
讲的最精彩的地方不讲了。
When every time we come to a peak, and then he will stop.
要听下面的话，明天再来。
If you want to hear the rest, you have to come the next day.
所以让大家就把这个宣道的事情跟那些神奇的在远方的那些事情就很自然的连在一起。
And so likewise, we connect mission with those wonderful, stories, very dramatic stories.
那许许多多的真实的事情吸引了我们的心。
Well, those are true stories, and then of course they attract our hearts.
那些对主的爱，那些在主的里面被主所用的那些这个口沟口切的那些事情，把我们的心都吸引去了。
And all those stories of love, of how people really sacrifice for the Lord, and these become very attractive to us.
那么这些事情也激起了我们心里面的许许多多的想象。
And they will always urge us to imagine many things.
那有的时候我们把自己也想象到有一天我们要到穷乡僻壤去为着主来传福音。
Sometimes we can even imagine ourselves one day to be in one of these remotest lands to share the gospel.
因此上我们没想到宣道士，我们就想到要到远方去为主受苦，要去爱那些没有开化的那些人们。
And so every time we hear of the word mission, we will think only of going to those places underdeveloped or very primitive to share God's love with them.
可是弟兄姊妹们，在实际上大部分的宣道的事工都不像那种传奇性的那种描述。
But my brothers and sisters, actually most of the missionary work is not as dramatic as what we hear in those stories.
95% 的那些宣道的事工都与我们日常的生活没有什么大的分别。
May I say that 95% of the missionary work perhaps is not quite different, not too much different from our ordinary living.
假如说是这个宣道士的生活跟我们的生活有一些不同的话，
If the life of missionaries has any difference from ours,
就是在他们的生活里头常常会有一些意想不到的困难。
And that is in their life, many a time they will run into unexpected difficulties.
他们也牺牲了许许多多生活上面的舒适，去经历了许许多多不方便的事情。
And they have to sacrifice many of their ordinary things and to experience inconvenience.
因此，有许多为着幻想、为着想象而去到远方做宣道的人。
For that reason, some of those who are going out to a mission field. Because of these imaginations.
到了工厂以后发现宣道的工作远不像他从前所想象的那样子的这个传奇性。
By the time they reach mission field, they will be disappointed and find their work is not as dramatic as what they had heard.
因此上他们失望了，因此上他们退后了。
Sometimes they will become disappointed and they would fall backward.
这是因为他们根本上对于宣道这个事的一个认识就是不够。
I'm afraid that is because they have not a thorough knowledge of the mission work.
那还有一个可能。
Perhaps there is another possibility.
因为我们刚才读到马可福音16章那里的那个大使命。
When we read in Mark chapter 16 of the Great Commission,
主在那里命令门徒们要到普天下去。
The Lord had commanded his disciples to go into all the world.
那么这一个命令就引起了我们的联想。
And this command has given us some thinking.
那么就觉得，假如我们要去传福音的话，要去做宣道的人的话，我们就要到普天下去，到地极去。
If we are to preach the gospel to be a missionary, we must go to the end of the world.
可是，若是我们再回来看看使徒行传第一章第八节的话。
But if we turn to the Acts of Apostles, chapter 1, verse 8.
在那个地方似乎说明了一个我们传福音或者我们宣道的一个次序。
There it tells us of an order of sharing the gospel.
我们宣道的一个次序是由近而到远。
In order to share the gospel, we must start where we are and then going outward.
由轻而进入到疏。
We start with those who are closest to us and to those who are far away from us.
所以保罗他这个传福音的次序就是先从犹太人开始，然后到外邦人。
And likewise, it was the order of Paul, starting with the Jews and then going out to the Gentiles.
后来因为犹太人抵制福音，所以他才进入到外邦人的里面传福音。
When the Jews were so much against the gospel, then he went out to the Jews.
但是他对犹太人，他自己的弟兄姊妹们传福音的那个负担永远没有消失。
But he had never decreased his burden to share the gospel with his own people, that is, the Jews.
我想，假如这个神不是特别呼召他做外邦人的使徒的话
，If God had not called Paul to be a special apostle to the Gentiles,
我想他一定要把他的生命先放在犹太人的中间。
I'm sure he would have given his life first of all for his own people.
所以这也是我们的负担。
And so likewise, this ought to be our burden.
我们也把福音要先传在我们的亲人的中间。
We We are to share the gospel, first of all, among our own relatives, those close to us.
我们并不是说福音只传在我们的亲人中间。
We are not saying that we will only preach the gospel only to our relatives.
但是我们知道, 传宣道的次序似乎是由亲而进入书的。
But we must understand the order of this missionary work is from those who are closest to those who are farthest away.
至少从《使徒行传》第一章第八节里头，让我们看到一件事情。
At least from this verse 8 of chapter 1 of the Acts.
就是在我们所在的地方传福音也是宣道的工作。
We understand that to preach the gospel where we are right now is also the work of the mission.
我们不一定要到地级去。
We do not have necessary to go to the remotest part of the earth, and only then do we testify for the Lord.
我们在耶路撒冷也是为主做见证。
Even just as in Jerusalem, we are also sharing God's word.
我常常在想，为什么神的儿女常常喜欢要到远方去传福音？
Sometimes I wonder why is it the children of God will be willing to go to a faraway land?
当然，我刚才想到。 到远方去传福音，或者是支持远方传福音的人， 这个带出了许许多多的一种想象。
I mentioned earlier that of going to faraway country or to supporting these missionaries brings to us some wonderful imagination.
的确，这个支持远方的工作，到远方去工作， 很能够吸引我们一种好奇的心。
And I think we cannot help but think that these work in a faraway land always gives us some satisfaction in our curiosity.
但是我在想想，假如我们更进一步的来观察我们心里面的一个深处的意念。
But if we carefully observe the thought that is within our heart,
我们更愿意到远方去，是不是因为我们觉得先知在本地不受尊敬呢？
We want to go to a faraway land. Would it be for the reason that the prophet is not respected in his own town?
我们觉得在本地传福音不大容易。
And we say, oh, it's not easy to share the gospel right there where you are.
多半我们的朋友亲戚们都知道我们这个人的本事。
Because all our relatives and our friends know us so well.
所以我们在父母的面前，在弟兄姊妹们的面前做见证，相当的困难。
So we find it so difficult to give out our testimony before our relatives, our parents, our brothers and sisters.
你去跟他传福音，他就想起你小时候那些调皮捣蛋的事情。
When you try to share the gospel with him, and he will think of all your mischievous when you were young.
哦，你现在改头换面了，或者这个戴上一个面具，跑来跟我讲这些大道理。
They might say, now you put up a facade and come to preach to me.
他不愿意从本质上来看到到底这个人有没有改变，有没有真正的一个从上面来的那种新的生命。They
might not willing to see whether you are truly have a new life from above.
因此上，我们觉得在这个我们的周围传福音是比较困难的。And
so very naturally, we think to share the gospel to those around us is very difficult.
这是不是我们更愿意到远方去传福音的一个主要的原因？
Would that be the main reason so that we would rather go to a faraway land to share the gospel?
或者我们在下意识的里头，实实在在在畏惧这个困难。
Or that subconsciously we're actually afraid of difficulties.
或者我们在逃避传福音的这一件工作。
Or perhaps we are escaping from the work of sharing the gospel.
我想这件事情只有我们个人跟神能够知道。
I think only between us and God will know the fact.
我也觉得每一个弟兄姊妹，我们都有责任要在神的面前来搜寻我们心深处的意念。I
think every one of us have the obligation to search our heart.
为什么我们要到外面去传福音，在此地我们就不要传？Why
is it that I would go away to share the gospel, and right here and now I would not?
但是弟兄姊妹们，不论 这个原因是什么？
But brothers and sisters, regardless of the reason,
主的旨意是很明显的。
The will of the Lord is very clear.
他召我们每一个他的儿女做宣道的工作。
He has called every one of his children to be a missionary.
他要我们每一个人要传福音。
He wants each one of us to share the gospel.
每一个人要做他的见证。
And each one of us to give his testimony.
一方面他要我们不要忘记远方的人。
He would not have us forget those who are far away.
特别是那些人都不愿意去的那些地方的人
especially those places where people would not want to go
他常常借着一些的弟兄姊妹们或者是一些的原因来让我们纪念那些地方的人
he would use all kinds of means and three brothers and sisters so that we may also remember these people
让我们知道在传福音的上面我们对他们有同样的有责任
so that we know that likewise we have an obligation toward them for the gospel as well
可是主也很明显的要我们注意我们四维灵魂的需要
but obviously God will also have us all of us to pay attention to their needs for those who are around us
因此上他一方面特别呼召了配备了一批人到远方去替他传福音
so that God equipped and called some special people to a faraway land
特别去做那些开荒的工作
especially to a land that had never heard of a gospel
并且以很明显的圣灵的大能在跟随着这批人
and you can even see the work of the Holy Spirit powerfully with these people
所以我们常常听到那些神迹奇事发生在那个开荒工作的人的身上
and that is the reason we many a time will hear miracles and wonderful works of God
在新约圣经里头所说的这许许多多的神迹奇事在开荒的传福音的工作上都是我们常常听到的
whatever is recorded in the scripture about the early church likewise we see it and witness it in many of these mission fields
因为我因此我们更相信神的话语是绝对的信实绝对的可靠
this gives us an understanding that God's word is true and is dependable
神也一方面以更多的爱心更多的信心来赐给这些到远方去开荒工作的人
and likewise God bless these missionaries with faith and love
因为他们的确需要更多的爱心来克服他们在日常所遭遇的一切的困难
For indeed they need greater love to encounter all their difficulties in their everyday work
弟兄姊妹们当我们到一个不认识的这个人群里头特别一个敌视我们的人群里头要去把主耶稣基督的爱传给他们我们必须要从上面来的那个奇妙的大爱我们才能够做得到
You know, brothers and sisters, when we have to go to a place who are against the gospel and you want to share the gospel with them, you really need the love that is from above.
我记得有一次听到一个浸信会的一个美国的牧师讲过这么一句话。
I recall one time hearing from an American pastor who said,
他说有一天晚上他们决定要到那个当地那些喝醉酒的人呢，那些这个人当中去传福音。
Said that one day they had a burden to share the gospel among those who were drunken.
Oh, 他说我们就在去以前，我们就拼命的祷告。
And he said before they went, they would pray so fervently.
我们求神赐给我们那种无比的大爱。
He said we ask God to give us a great love.
他说 brother, 当你把你的手放在一个醉毛、一身又脏又臭的人的身上，要跟他讲我爱你的时候 ，that takes a lot of love.
Said, brother, do you know that when you put your hand on the shoulder of a person who smells and who is drunken, and you tell him that God loves you, it takes a lot of love.
对一个失丧的人，对一个这个醉酒的人啊，那种流浪的人啊，满身这个腥臭的人，固然来表明我们的爱是困难的。
While it is difficult to show love to someone, I know who may be a wanderer or a drunken.Someone who is lost.
但是总比不上我们到一个穷乡僻壤的地方，那一群吃人肉的，这是敌视我们的人的，那是敌人的中间去传福音，那是真是需要出奇的爱，主的爱。
But it's not even compared to those who had to go to a faraway land, even among the cannibals, and then to share God's love with them.
我们可以说，假如我们让此地的那些吃醉酒的 那些这个在街上流浪的人能够信了耶稣。
Even if we had able to preach the gospel to those drunken or those wanderers in our midst and share God's love with them.
我们解决了一个社会的问题。
Perhaps we solve a social problem then.
间接来说对我们有益处。
Perhaps indirectly, this is a benefit to us.
但是这个南美那些一群吃肉的人、吃人心的人、杀人头的人，那些人对我们有什么关系？
But those in a faraway, in a primitive country, even if they were cannibals, what have they to do with us anyway?
假如不是神的爱在我们心里面特别的激励我们，我们为什么要冒着生命的危险去跟那些人传福音？
If it were not for the love of God.That constrained us. How would anybody to go to their midst and sacrificing their life, risk their lives to share the gospel with them?
感谢赞美主。
So we really thank and give praise to our God.
假如神要呼召我们对这些人去传福音，给我们这一份工作。
If God would call any of us to such a place to share the gospel, to give us this commission,
他就自然的要赐给我们那样出奇的爱，赐给我们那些圣灵的大能。
He would give us wonderful love and power from the Holy Spirit.
但是同时主也召呼召他的儿女们在耶路撒冷来替他做见证。
But at the same time, God is calling all his children to give testimony right where they are, just like in Jerusalem.
他并不是呼召他的儿女们直到远方去，不要再把耶路撒冷给丢掉。
He do not just call his children to a faraway land and forget about Jerusalem.
因此上弟兄姊妹们，
and so that my brothers and sisters,
除非主特别的装备你，辅导你，
unless God really equipped you and called you,
像 William Carey, 像 Adoniram Judson, 像 Hudson Taylor, 像 David Livingston,
like those great missionaries, William Carey and Livingston, and Hudson Taylor and Jackson.
像我们现在所支持的那些宣道的弟兄姊妹们，
or those who are supporting those missionaries,
我们应该要集中心智在本地做我们宣道的工作。
We must pay full attention to the mission work right here and now.
守我们宣道士的本分，
so that we will fulfill the duty of a missionary.
其实就是主在呼召你要到远方去。
For even if God is to call you to a faraway land,
当你今天还在这个地方的时候，
while you are still here in this place,
这里也是你实习的最好的工厂。
And this is the place for you to practice.
而且主也对我们说，不要浪费任何的光阴。
So God will always have us not to waste any time.
我们不能说五年以后我要到非洲去宣道，所以我现在什么事都不做，我就在这里装备自己。
I cannot say 5 years from now I'm going to go to Africa, so right now I'm just going to equip myself, I'm not to go anything.
假如主这个感动真的是出乎主的话，
If this moving is truly from God,
主在今天就感动你，让你对于世上的灵魂有责任有负担。
I think God will move you right now, so you have a burden to those who are lost.
你在这个地方，你在你所在的耶路撒冷，就要开始为他做见证。
So that you will start right here where you are in your Jerusalem to testify for God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的耶路撒冷就是 Cincinnati.
So my brothers and sisters, our Jerusalem is Cincinnati.
Cincinnati 有个很大的工厂。
Cincinnati has a great mission field.
根据一个非官方的统计，在此地我们的中国人。最少有2000到3000人。
According to an unofficial statistics, there are at least 2,000 to 3,000 Chinese people in this city.
我也曾经听到有人说，哦，有7000人。
Some even told me that there are 7,000.
不要讲七千人了，2000人、3000人已经是个相当大的数目。
Let alone 7,000, even 2,000 or 3,000 is a great number for us.
神也给了我们一个教堂。
God has given us a church building.
这个教堂可以坐400多人。
It has a seating capacity of 400 or more.
这是美国人的标准。
This is the.
不要讲七千人了，2000人、3000人已经是个相当大的数目。
Let alone 7,000, even 2,000 or 3,000 is a great number for us.
神也给了我们一个教堂。
God has given us a church building.
这个教堂可以坐四百多人。
It has a seating capacity of 400 or more.
这是美国人的标准。
This is according to the American standard.
假如说是我用远东的标准的话
，If we use the Far Eastern standard，
我想可以坐八百人。
I think we can probably fit 800.
我绝对相信以我们这种瘦小的身材来说，八百人绝对可以在这里坐得下。
So according to our size, probably we can fit 800 in this place.
所以神已经给了我们很好的工具在这里，要我们赶快的来传福音。
So God has already provided us of this place, and He wants us to share the gospel hurriedly.
我们实在没有理由说在这个地方我们要做宣道的工作。
We really have no reason to say I'm not going to be a missionary right here in this world.
我很少在弟兄姊妹们中间做一个具体的建议。
Very seldom would I give a concrete suggestion to brothers and sisters.
但是在今天我要做一个建议。
But today I'm going to give you this suggestion.
我建议我们的弟兄姊妹们。
I would suggest to all our brothers and sisters.
每一个人在一年之内要邀请另外一个朋友或者亲戚或者什么来到教会来聚会。
That each one of us within a year, we would invite another person, whether it be our friends or relatives, to come to this church.
每一个人。
Each one of us.
不是每一个家庭。
Not every family.
然后每一个人在这一年当中带领一个人信耶稣。
And then in addition, each one of us will need another person to the Lord Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个很大的要求吗
？My brothers and sisters, is this a very great request?
这是一个超过我们能力的一个挑战吗
？Is this a challenge beyond our ability?
我觉得我的信心已经低到不可以再低了。
I think this is just a very minimum of my faith.
但是我今天要在弟兄姊妹们的面前做这个建议，做这个恳求。
But before you, I'd like to make these suggestions and this request today.
就是让我们在这个地方我们先爱主来侍奉主
So starting in this place we try to love the Lord and to minister to him
不要忘记在一年之内要带另外一个人来要领一个人信耶稣
Do not forget that within one year you are to lead one person to the church and that to lead a person to Christ
明年的今天我要请你们举手来表示看看你有没有做到
And next year at this time, I'm going to ask each one of us whether you have fulfilled this mission.
教会的神给教会的工作就是要造就圣徒。
God has given a ministry for the church, and that is to equip and edify the Christians.
就是要把主耶稣基督的福音传出去。
Also to preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们若是不传福音，这个教会就不能够长进。
If we do not preach the gospel, the church will never grow.
我考虑要不要用一个不太好听的字。
I have thought about whether I should use a word that doesn't sound very well.
我相信我还是应该要用这个字。
But I trust that I still want to use this word.
我应该要说一个教会假如不传福音的话。
I should say if a church does not preach the gospel.
这是一个自杀的教会。
This is a church that may commit suicide.
因为这个教会绝对不可能长大。
Because this church will never grow.
我们个人也是这个样子。
Likewise, for each one of us individually.
若是我们个人不传福音的话，我们的灵命绝对不会长进。
If as a person I do not share the gospel, I will never grow spiritually.
不传福音是我们个人灵命的自杀。
So likewise, without preaching the gospel, we'll be committing suicide to our spiritual life.
这是求主帮助我们看到这一件的事实。
May our God help us to see such a fact.
这是巴不得我们看到他的教会在 Cincinnati 这个地方能够荣耀主。
May that he will see the church he has here in this city will glorify him.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主，愿你的福音从耶路撒冷传到犹太全地。到撒玛利亚一直到地极
Lord, may your gospel be preached from Jerusalem to whole Judea to Samaria even to the end of the world.
主啊，求你让你每一个儿女都在传福音的事工上有份。
Lord, we pray that each one of your children will have a part in this work of the gospel.
求主让我们每一个人对于宣道的事工都有一个新的认识。
We pray that you will give us a new understanding of mission work.
让我们知道我们每一个人都是一个宣道士。
So that we realize each one of us is a missionary.
主啊，你吸引我们向前，给我们的爱，给我们的能力，让你的事工能够在这个地方开展。
Lord, we pray that you will attract us to move forward. Give us your love and your power so that your work may be established.
让你的名在 Cincinnati 能够被高举。
That your name may be glorified right here in the city of Cincinnati.
我们这样的祈求祷告，靠耶稣基督的圣名。
We so pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.